Welcome to The Drive with your automotive experts and hosts, Lauren Fix and Carl Brower. Each week, we dive into breaking car news, share our latest vehicle reviews, and bring you up to speed on what's happening in the automotive world. Buckle up and hit the road with us. This is The Drive.
Welcome to The Drive with Lauren and Carl. I'm Carl Brower, and I'm here with my lovely host, as always, every week, Lauren Fix. Lauren, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Carl. Lots going on in the automotive industry.
The infamous kill switch. And Lauren, you have been all over this story. You have been talking about how there's been legislation and then it could have been removed, but then it wasn't removed. Right. And if these kill switches start being installed, well, I don't like what it means, but Lauren, you tell us exactly what it means.
Section 24220, which is the Kill Switch Act. They're not calling it that. They did as they said, we're going to put in technology to limit drunk driving. They use that through their lobbyists to push it along and get it into this bill.
So what have you been doing with your newest Tesla?
This is going to be something I think that is going to be coming down the barrel very quickly. And I don't think people are quite aware of how far automation, or in Tesla terms, full self-driving supervised, has come. With AI, in the last 2 years, there's just been exponential growth in the ability of a car to drive itself. Because before, people were programming the computer themselves, but now the computer is kind of learning from itself, and it'll plan out the route and it'll take you there. And it's quite amazing at how good it is at doing that.
The Hyundai Boulder concept. So the first thing a lot of the media said, oh, it's going to be another electric car. Well, we do have a skewed view of automotive. There are some automotive media that love electric cars, and that's all they think the future should be. But we think it should be what you want, which you want gasoline, have it. Hybrid, they can do that. You want electric, they'll do that as well. But I think Hyundai realizes that people want a hybrid option and a gasoline option. You're seeing that on the Palisade, which we both recently drove. So what I'm hearing is this is going to be a gasoline-powered true off-roader, so you're not stuck out in the middle of the wilderness looking for charging capacity.
It turns out that no matter how hard you try to push on these mandates, the dogs weren't eating the dog food. Basically, the consumers, at some point, there were only so many people who were willing to buy EVs. You had to really go into pure dictatorial schemes in order to push them, and those simply weren't available as policy tools in many countries. So the whole thing broke apart about 2 or 3 years ago when the automakers everywhere started going effectively almost bankrupt because they had to produce too many cars that you couldn't sell at a profit and then raise the prices on all the non-electric cars. And then, of course, that creates an absolute disaster in the marketplace. No profits for the automakers, and for the consumers, they don't get to buy what they want.
Let's finish the conversation about this Volkswagen affordability problem, which was really what the brand was built on. That was their foundation, right, Henry? They built on the cornerstone of making desirable, affordable cars like the VW Beetle as their kind of, you know, ultimate icon.
And they showed us the Hyundai Boulder. As soon as I saw that, I went up to a friend of ours and I said, how close is this to production? He goes, everybody's asking. And I said, it looks darn close. And he goes, it certainly does. Mustang can get in a convertible. The Corvette you can get in a convertible. If you want something from Stellantis, it has to be a Jeep. Otherwise, you're looking at Miatas and BMWs and such.
Thanks for riding along with us today. You can check out the entire archive of every episode on our YouTube channel, The Drive with Lauren and Carl. Until next time, stay safe, enjoy the ride, and we'll see you right back here on The Drive.